to those cuts of 10 million euro to RTE's output for next year. Fair City will be down to 3 days a week. Weekend programming next spring and summer will be cut. New programme budgets will be cut, other programmes deferred, and more savings are to be made in news and current affairs and sport. Emma O'Kelly is the chair of the Dublin Broadcasting Branch of the National Union of Journalists. Just in terms of your NUJ members, Emma, do you know what this announcement means?
Some of the detail we don't know yet, Anya. For example, around this move to reduce things like podcasting, members are very concerned about that because we feel that that is an area that we should absolutely be growing in. Cuts to production in the newsroom, we're told, if we don't know what that means. But overall, what was announced yesterday, while the detail needs to be worked out and may have come as a surprise to some people. For example, I know people in Fair City are dismayed at the cut there. But overall, it was expected, Anya. We know that RTE has committed to shrinking the organisation by 400 jobs. We know that 40 are to be cut this year, 40 jobs suppressed in RTE. And we know that this is the start of this. We've already seen the start of this because across the organisation, if you take an area such as TV entertainment, for example, already pockets of that department are being hollowed out. Staff there are being moved. Producers, for example, are being moved out of TV into radio. There's a cascade effect taking place because producers working in radio who may have been acting up in that position are being demoted back down to researchers. Researchers, in their turn, on fixed-term contracts, are being told, you're out, you're losing your job.
Except the station is now depending on taxpayer bailouts, so isn't it reasonable that in return RTE should now have to cut its cloth to measure?
I don't agree, Anya. I mean, I'll talk about two areas. I'll talk about the area I work in first, news and current affairs, where people are working under incredible pressure because of cuts to resources and staffing. If you look at the events of the past week in Dublin, I think if ever we needed a reminder of the need to invest in journalism and public service media, we got it on the streets of Dublin yesterday. And if ever we needed a reminder of how important responsible and trusted reporting and media is, we saw it last week. So this is a question for government at a time. I mean, it's really, the question is, does our society want to get its news from the likes of Twitter or from trusted and reliable sources?
Should RTE be doing more to encourage people to pay their licence fees? I note a rebranding proposition has been postponed as well. Should RTE be going out there and trying to bring in more money? Again, bearing in mind that the station is now so dependent on public funding.
To attempt to do that, Anya, I think is flogging a dead horse. Everybody knows that the days of the licence fee attached to a television are long gone. Everybody knows that we need a new model of public service media. And once again, I'll say it's time for government to grasp that nettle and move. And I actually think there's very little RTE can do until that is done. And to look, I talked briefly about news and current affairs, but to look beyond that, like we in RTE and the staff in RTE, we really do feel that this is an issue that goes way beyond RTE because, you know, RTE is an unhappy ship at the moment. A lot of people want to get out. They want to go out in redundancies. The people who leave this organisation will go out on decent redundancies. They'll be all right. But it's what's being left behind is the problematic thing. This is about the suppression of 400 jobs in the programme making industry, but the work will still be done, and the people doing that work will no longer be on, you know, pensionable jobs in RTE. They'll be working outside in the independent sector on precarious contracts, maybe getting 3 months on one project, maybe a few months on another project later on, no maternity pay, no holiday pay. So really, we inside RTE feel this is an issue. The people who should really be concerned about this issue are, for example, young people aspiring to work in this industry.
Emma O'Kelly, Chair of the NUJ Dublin Broadcasting Branch, thank you.